to begin the program today, the state of Michigan is trying to move beyond a troubled piece of its recent history. Yesterday, it was announced the state is discontinuing its relationship with prison food vendor Aramark. The decision comes less than 2 years into Aramark's three-year contract. Aramark's service in Michigan has been rife with scandal. During the company's watch, maggots were found in kitchen areas. Some staffers were fired for allegedly smuggling drugs to prisoners and having sex with them. The state will now employ Trinity Services Group, a private Tampa-based firm operating in 44 states. A formal transition period begins on the 29th. Joining us to talk about the state's decision to sever ties with Aramark is Rick Pluta, the State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for being here, Rick.
Good morning, Mark.
The state had justification for ending this relationship months ago. Why is this happening now?
Well, actually, and it wasn't directly, although I think you could argue it was an indirect cause, all the scandals and more than what you just listed. It really came down to money, that Aramark wanted to make some changes to the contract, billing, menus, things like that. But the bottom line was that it was about the bottom line, that Aramark wanted more money in order to comply with the conditions of the contract, and the state said no. If you can't if you can't live within your bid, then we should look elsewhere. Trinity Services Group, which is unlike Aramark, is a business that's wholly devoted to corrections food services. That in the case of Aramark, corrections was a division of its larger food services operation that serves a lot of institutions, universities, schools, places like that. Trinity Services was already doing sort of, I guess you'd call it, an audit of the system. And so when the negotiations with Aramark broke down, the state corrections department went to Trinity and said, you know, you bid before, you came up with a plan, could you take it over? And Trinity said, yes, we could. Negotiations continued through the weekend so that they could announce yesterday morning that there was a deal and a transition to get out from under this problem-plagued Aramark contract.
But the state denies that the past problems really had anything to do with this.
Well, it's a very thin denial that, it was, quote, mutually agreed upon, unquote, and it was about contractual issues. But what it was really about was that Aramark wanted more money to bring things up to par, and the state said no.
Was the Snyder administration looking for an opening here? Were they looking for an opportunity to fire Aramark and just happened to find one?
Well, if they were looking for an opportunity, there were certainly, plenty of opportunities over the last 20 months of this contract. And so, these are complex agreements with out clauses that are sometimes quite expensive. And so, maybe this wasn't the first opportunity, but it might have been the best opportunity to do something about this contract.
We're talking about the state of Michigan's decision to hire a new prison food service company. Trinity Services Group will replace Aramark, a company with a troubled recent history here in Michigan. Rick Pluta joins us, the State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Security is a key issue in this deal for both inmates and employees. Rick, mm-hmm. Heidi Washington, the incoming director of corrections, addressed that concern yesterday. She's been on the job about 2 weeks, and as a former prison warden, she's here from East Lansing, and she said she's looking forward to working with Trinity. Let's re-listen to what she had to say.
Trinity is a correctional-based company. That is their business. That is where they work. They're coming to us knowing what it's like to work in prison, what it's like to be in prison, what the potential issues that arise that happen in prison that don't happen in other venues. So I think they're very security-minded on the outset.
Any response to that assessment of Trinity, Rick?
Well, that was sort of the big, you'll remember the big controversy surrounding Aramark before all of the problems presented themselves was the question of privatizing prison food services. Previously, that work had been done by corrections officers. Typically, it would be older corrections officers who were who were near retirement. Matter of fact, one of the problems with that Aramark encountered was that their business model relied on a lot of people from the old system moving over to Aramark. And unionized corrections officers, by and large, declined to do that. What Heidi Washington, who's been in the corrections department for a very, very, very long time, is saying is that Trinity, this is all they do. And so they actually understand, they have training programs and whatnot. And if you think about it, what are the security concerns inside a prison? Well, it's when inmates are moving from one place to another. It's when privileges and routines are involved. Basically, the quality of life within the prison and, access to sharp things that could be weaponized. And in, the kitchen and cafeteria environment at a prison, you've got all of those things. And so it's a pretty, critical juncture within, the system within the walls of a prison. And so being security minded is critical. What Heidi Washington, who was very critical of the Aramark contract, that the group Progress Michigan really took aim at Aramark, and they filed FOIAs with the state and got emails. And some of those emails were, Heidi Washington, while she was a prison executive, and she was really, really harsh about Aramark and how she saw some, real shortcomings in how they were handling things. And she says that she's got a little bit more confidence that Trinity will do a better job. Now, we can certainly expect that Progress Michigan, other progressive groups that are opposed to privatization of services like this as a matter of principle, will certainly be taking a look at Trinity and how it handles the operations with within a prison. And Trinity has not been without criticism in the 30 plus other states where it has some sorts of operations. That some prison officials have been very, very critical of Trinity, saying that they've fallen short, that there have been problems with rodents and things like that.
Does this transition impact state employee unions in any way? Are they weighing in on this transition?
Democrats, progressive groups have said that the state ought to end this experiment with privatization, which, by the way, it was not a unilateral decision of the Snyder administration, that it started in the 2013 state budget. There's language that says that food services, among other things, the state has to look for savings. And if it hits a 5% benchmark, then it needs to go with the, with a private vendor. That they're saying that the state ought to just end this experiment with privatization inside state prisons and go back to having corrections officers do that. Obviously, that in at least at this juncture is not in the cards.
But I mean, the Aramark chapter here. What does this do to the privatization discussion in our state? It would seem the Aramark chapter hasn't helped the pro-privatization movement.
I think that's probably an accurate assessment. That doesn't mean that Republicans, conservative Republicans in the legislature won't be looking for, other venues to pursue, more privatization. But probably in the realm of corrections, it's certainly been held back. And, right now we have issues with juvenile justice where, turning to private facilities is considered an option. We even have a private prison that's going to be reopening in Michigan. And right now there are no plans by the state to utilize the prison up in Baldwin for Michigan inmates. It's all out of state inmates. And, it's become that much more problematic to argue in favor of more privatization when, you know, security issues are involved. But that doesn't mean that you know, some Republicans at least won't try. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Trinity to have, you know, everything really operating according to Hoyle and, you know, not seeing the sorts of problems that we saw with Aramark. And because we have the history with Aramark, you know, the first time there's one, that's still just, you know, another, you know, another part of the pattern.
Rick Pluta, State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, is our guest. While we've got you, Rick, let's move on to a couple of other topics. Sure. I know you're going to be covering the...
We should point out on the Trinity that, and we do know this, there will be problems that, you know, operating within a prison is a challenging environment, and we know there will be problems. It'll be a question of how they handle it. Mm. Anyway, my apologies.
That's okay. The Enbridge Pipeline report is released today. Will you be covering that, and remind our listeners what this is about?
Sure. There is a pipeline that runs across the upper Midwest, and it runs through some sensitive environmental areas in Michigan and underneath the Straits of Mackinac. And environmental groups in particular have been urging that there be an assessment and more regulations around the Enbridge pipeline. I mean, one of the things that happened is the pipeline was built about 60 years ago, and it was just before the more stringent inspection and licensing requirements that we have right now. And, after the Kalamazoo River spill, it's just, created that much more pressure to make sure that there aren't problems with other pipelines, you know, especially one that, you know, runs underneath the water in a channel that connects the Great Lakes.
What will be in the report, though?
It's going to be released in a little while. My understanding is there's going to be, 30-some recommendations. Some of them will apply specifically to the pipeline. Some of them will be applied more broadly to a lot of operations around the state. There will be, there's this controversy over bringing in tar sand oil through these pipelines. That will be just flat out prohibited in this. Not that there's, any plans at this moment to do that, but that's been a controversy with other pipelines, and so the state is just going to kind of shut out that particular option.
And we've got just 30 seconds left. Can you update us briefly on the road funding discussion?
Oh, sure. They're talking. Today, the State House of Representatives is coming back, and Democrats and Republicans, but mostly Republicans because they're in the majority, will probably be spending most of the day talking about it. We will not see votes, if we see votes at all, before tomorrow.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief, State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure.